This is KURA News. I'm Rick Holter. Now to the Friday conversation and a pretty important figure for inventors in this part of the country. Her name is Hope Shimabuku, and she's the first director of the brand new regional branch of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The Texas Outpost is one of four that have just opened across the country. Hope Shimabuku, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
The headlines started last fall. A new regional patent office opens in Dallas. There are only four in the country. Why this one in North Texas?
The Dallas regional office in particular was of interest, and the location was of interest because of all the innovators that are here. It has a large proportion of engineers. It has an extremely high amount of patent grants and patent applications and above average veteran military population from which we could draw from.
If I'm an inventor, say I'm invented a brand new kind of pen, what do I do and how does it work through your process?
What you do is you need to prepare a patent application, and your patent application will probably have a drawing, and it'll have different information describing the patent that you have.
Drawn with my new pen.
That's right. That's right. You file your patent application, and then the patent office, the USPTO, will review that patent application, and you'll work with your patent examiners and converse back and forth on the process and the different changes that need to happen so your idea can be patented.
Have you ever filed a patent yourself?
No, I have not, but I've represented many people as clients and filed patents before the U.S. Patent Office.
When you were on that side of the fence, what was the biggest frustration?
I do think that patent pendency, how long it took to be able to get a patent through the system, was probably one of the bigger frustrations that I had. The 2-year pendency period before even a patent is able to be looked at, I do believe is too long. I think that, sometimes even the biggest technologies take 5 years before a patent is even issued, by the time it gets to the office. And by that time, technology has changed, especially with the software industry. So what would be nice is if we're able to keep up with the technology, that we're able to review things and get through before the technology has changed.
Now, before you got your law degree, you were trained as a mechanical engineer at UT in Austin. What got you interested in technology?
I grew up in Houston, Texas, 15 minutes away from the Johnson Space Center. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I was around engineers and astronauts, computer scientists, everyone who worked for the Johnson Space Center. And my mom actually worked for NASA as a computer programmer. The other thing was that when I was younger, I would stand outside. Whenever the space shuttle returned back from its flight, it would circle and do a salute to Mission Control, which was in Houston. And so I would stand outside, remember as a young child, and I would wave at the space shuttle as it returned home. I think that those memories were key in formulating my desire to be an engineer.
How did you make that transition from engineer to intellectual property lawyer?
For me, I've always been good at patterns. If you gave me a problem to solve, a mechanical engineering problem, a design problem, I was always very good at taking what I knew before and then kind of changing it and applying it to the current situation. When it comes to law, it's very similar in which you're looking at precedents and case law, and then from there, applying that to future cases that were going to be coming down.
Before you got this job, you were very active in diversity efforts. I wonder, as you've risen through your career, what it's like to be, in some cases, the only Asian American woman in that room.
I think it was tough, to be honest, to get through this. And there wasn't a lot of people who look like me who I was able to be mentored by. But even the people who didn't look like me, the professors, the male professors that I work with, really encouraged me to be able to push through and to rise to where I am now.
Hope Shimabuku, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.